young age, I said this is where I wanted to be. Now I'm here, I gotta prove to myself that I am who I tell myself I am.
We just landed in Tampa. It's beautiful weather. Haven't played in, you know, heat or humidity in a long time, but you know, you can never go wrong with good weather, so we're gonna see how it goes. We have the production meeting coming up. Who knows what those guys are gonna ask me, but you know, I'm always prepared for everything.
What is it about Greg Williams that excites you about playing on this team?
Man, he's just crazy, man. You know, like you need a crazy, you know, yeah, defensive coordinator.
You know what they say, that a team, particularly on defense, take on the personality of their
yep,
coach.
That's all right?
Is that a fair
that's
statement?
Definitely.
And that's something that you guys embrace on defense?
That's definitely the case, yeah.
The coaches tell you that this is a dress rehearsal for the regular season game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't even know.
Well, it's been said.
What's a dress rehearsal?
Basically, preseason game. For you, it's probably all the same. It's your rookie year, right?
I'm treating it all like a game. So I don't know what dress rehearsal is.
That's right.
Like,
that's all I'm going to ask. What does that mean?
No, it's probably going to be as closest to like an actual regular season game as possible or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, to us, you know, the rookie guys, and, you know, guys,
that's right,
guys trying to make the roster, we treating it all the same way. So,
yeah,
you know, I guess it's not going to be much different. You know, I always come out ready to play, whether or not it's dress rehearsal or not. So, you know, it's no real difference.
I like it. Okay. You guys have any other questions?
Good. Wasn't really feeling too many jitters or anxiety or, you know, things like that. It's a business trip. We were well prepared, so, you know, we all felt pretty good.
I just think they put all the rookies together, find the best, you know, kind of line up and match up for the rooks. And then they just go about it like that. I don't think too much thought goes into it. He's a rookie. Okay, they're roommates. I know the vets get their own room, though. I just take the same approach week in and week out. I don't make it too difficult. I don't do too much. But we had to wait to get one of these. These are like the new like little lifting shirts the vets came out with. The ones we had before was just a gray shirt. It didn't even have the Browns logo on it. But we've come up in the world a little bit. Probably just going turn on SportsCenter or something, listen to music, chill until it's time for dinner. I'm about to change, get out this suit, get a good night's sleep, and get ready to go to work.
You know, it's a whole different mindset here, a whole different attitude, outlook. And, you know, we just want to come to play ball. You know, we tired of people, you know, circling us on the schedule as, you know, automatic wins. This year, you know, we just want to make a name for ourselves as tough, tenacious, and just full of effort each and every play.
Clinton won the toss. They will defer. Tampa receive.
Let's go, Chief!
And we're underway from Tampa. Winston back again. Throws middle. Godwin's got it. Jabril Peppers finally knocked him down. Here's Winston back. He got hit as he threw, and the ball dies down on third down. Third down and four at the Browns' 16-yard line. Winston, empty backfield.
Yeah, they came out in a set that we had, you know, all practice. So, you know, I kind of cheated to the side I thought he was going to.
Back to pass. Looks. Lobs for Bright. It picked off.
He didn't come off the read. I overthrew it a little bit. But, you know, I think I had a pretty good jump on it anyway. It didn't matter how he would have thrown it.
Well, if you want an impactful rookie, I present to you Jabril Peppers.
You know, when you catch one of those, especially, in, you know, deep in your own red zone. So whenever you can make a play like that, especially in those, you know, type of situations, it definitely makes you feel good.
It's Jabril Peppers down the left sideline, over the 20, and steps out of bounds.
We have everything to prove, and me in particular, I have everything to prove. So everybody who wrote me off, said I couldn't do this, couldn't do that, couldn't play in this league, you know, that definitely still sticks with me. You know, now that I'm here, you know, I'm going to definitely do what I got to do to prove everybody wrong. Coming to the Browns was like the kind of the perfect match. You know, we both kind of had that chip on our shoulder, and, you know, it just kind of blended real well, you know, from the coaches all the way down to the players. It's either you win or you don't, and that's our approach. And if you don't have the mindset that, you know, every play matters, and, you know, That's how some people do it. But here, we don't care. We don't care if it's regular season or preseason. We want to win, and we're going to win.
Me and Coach Jackson have been side by side throughout this whole process, and he's kind of, you know, led me into the right places to have some success. And now, obviously, we sit here getting ready for our first regular season game, and you know, being the starting quarterback, obviously, I've come a long ways.
When I look around, I see competition at almost every position on our football team. There are some guys who are returning players who they can continue to do what they're supposed to do are going to play really well for us. But they also know that there are some younger guys who are barking up the tree and want their jobs.
Two receivers right, Vereen in the backfield. The Browns, Carter showed blitz. Manning back to pass. He's going down. They got a snap. Joe Schobert got him back inside the 20 at the 19-yard line.
Joe Schobert has really shown up this year in training camp.
He's playing the Mike linebacker position. He's extremely bright, so he's able, because that's the quarterback of our defense. So he has a lot of input and say from snap to snap what our defense does, and that's a perfect fit for him.
I've put in a lot of work this offseason. I studied with all the guys. I got in my playbook, so I was ready to step right up in that spot. As like a whole team defense, we want to be the top defense in the league. So every step individually for me, everything I can do, whether it's leading the team in tackles or leading in interceptions or forced fumbles or something, I want to do whatever possible to put our defense in the best position to get in that number one defense in the league.
Third down and goal from the Browns 4-yard line. Geno Smith, that quarterback, he's got the snap. Back, looking, in trouble, throws it, picked off! At the 4-yard line, right into the body right there of Brian Body Calhoun.
He's a worker, and he has some intangibles. He's a football guy, he studies, and he loves to play. That's the main thing, he just loves to play.
I'm enjoying the game and just trying to learn every single day. Just whatever the mistakes I made yesterday, just try to come back today and try to correct those.
He's fun to be around. You can feel his energy, and you can see how much he just loves to be out here playing football. And I think for an older guy, that's fun to be around.
This was like the only job that I wanted my whole life, and saying I was going to go to the NFL since I was 6 years old. Just a year ago, I was like, when I get in this game, I got to do something, because if I don't, I may be working at Walmart. I'm glad where we're at right now defensively and where we're at as a team, because we're climbing. You know, we look pretty good, but we're not satisfied at all. We know we have a lot more work to do. We're doing that work, and that's what's the most exciting. It's the process that I really look forward to, that I'm really enjoying.
Gaze will be the running back. First and goal at the one. They turn, they give. Gaze cuts left, and then back right, and then in for a touchdown.
Oh, nice little cut there. He got him to go outside, then he ducked inside.
I'm telling you, you're really going to like him.
Yep.
He's a heck of a little player.
He's made plays in every practice that he's been involved in.
He's a great player. I feel like, you know, he got some good cuts. He's been doing good with pass protection. He's been doing good all around.
When I first came here, my main goal was just to make plays, if it was just special teams or anything.
I thought I was going to go third or fourth, end up going in the seventh round, which I know for a fact there's not 29 running backs that's in that draft that's better than me.
You just got to come in and show your worth to the guys on the team and to the coaches and stuff, and show them that you're a playmaker. So once you could do that, it doesn't matter where you were drafted. My whole life, I've always been number one, even Little League, high school, and even in college. The fact that I have Duke Johnson and Crow in front of me right now and starting all the way back over, I mean, it's tough, but I know that there's a process I got to go through to get where I need to be at. So I'm going through that process right now, and I know for a fact in the future I could be a starter for the Browns.
So the Saints come up, 2nd and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Shotgun snap, Grayson back up in the pocket. He got hit. He fumbled. Loose ball. Browns on it. It looks like they have it. It's Carl Nassib's got it.
And I think it was Coley that stripped it.
He did. Trevon Coley, Doug, who has really played so well.
One of the players who probably doesn't get enough notoriety is Trevon Coley. He's had a fantastic spring, a fantastic preseason. And right now we expect him to be a pretty significant contributor for the roster.
It's a great feeling, obviously, because that's the goal from the start. I mean, God just gave me opportunity, and I've just been grateful for it. But I try not to let it overwhelm me too much, because I still have a job to do. Following what Danny's been doing, following what Meter's been doing. I'm following what the coach has been telling me to do, listening to what they've been saying, and trying to apply it to the field. Danny's just been that extra push. Just look at me and say, hey, come on, come on. And that's just been big. Just that extra push, you could go a long way from someone doing that for you.
He's been probably one of the most productive D linemen since OTAs.
Coming out here and working hard every day is what got me here. So, I mean, I won't stop now just because something on the depth chart has changed. So, of course, it feels good, but I'm just Trevon Coley, and I'm going to come out and give you my all every play.
It's my job to understand what leadership style is going to get the best out of those guys so that when we step out on the field, they can trust in me to lead them in the right way.
Well, I want a quarterback that wins. That's what I want more than anything. A quarterback that can be the face of this franchise. A quarterback who can uplift his teammates and drag them over the fence to win games and to win this division and to compete for the conference division and to go to the Super Bowl and win that game. That's the quarterback we're looking for.
Come here, Deshaun. Here we go. Good. Wait, throw a ball.
Deshaun, he's got arm talent. There's no question. The ball leaves his hand. It gets to the receiver much faster, you know, than our other quarterbacks right now. I think clearly from the ability to make some big plays and give our offense some real punch and juice, he's exactly the right guy to be starting the season with. Is he young? Yeah. Is he real young? Yeah. But he's going to do it. So here we go.
Good job, baby.
The day that I was drafted was obviously a huge moment in my life, and so much happened so fast that it was hard to kind of reflect on it. And now actually being here and being in this locker room and, kind of solidifying my spot on this team, now reflecting on that situation, it was unbelievable.
Eyes outside. Here it comes. Good. That away.
Me and Coach Jackson have been side by side throughout this whole process, and, you know, as soon as I got here and I got drafted here, he explained the exact process of what we're going to go through, and it was going to be one where I was going to get reps with the ones, but we were going to gradually work towards where we went, but we weren't going to put a timeline on things. Obviously, I was able to prove to him that I would be, you know, in a position to learn what it took to be a true starting quarterback, being behind Brock, you know, sitting in the third position, but then stepping in with the ones. And I think that was kind of the thing that allowed me to gain confidence. So it allowed this transition now, being named a starter, to go really smooth because I've already had a lot of experience with those guys. When you're in the NFL and you play on a program or organization that's as storied as the Cleveland Browns, you got to accept that the coaches who are in front of you know more than you do.
No, do it again!
Lee has been coaching quarterbacks for longer than I've been alive. He's seen it all. He gets it. And I've truly trusted in that, and I've trusted in, you know, all the coaches around me, Coach Jackson as well.
Throw it right at his head. Boom, there it is.
The good thing that Coach Jackson and I have been able to create is a preparation process that allows me to be so locked in, so when I get out there, I can just go execute my job and not consider all the stuff that's going on, you know, in the stands and the environment around us. The other piece of this at the quarterback position is the respect that you get from your teammates and how much you need to put time and effort into that. So my biggest challenge lately has been, you know, learning everyone on my team, especially within the offense, and how they like to be led. When you're in a huddle that consists of, you know, a definite Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas is going to be led a lot different than Corey Coleman. And it's my job to understand, what leadership style is going to get the best out of those guys. So I've been kind of, you know, working my hand on getting to know each guy individually and doing whatever I can to create that camaraderie so that when we step out on the field, they can trust in me to lead them in the right way. At the quarterback position, it's big for the people around you, and that includes the fans, to know what they're going to get every game. And for me, what you see is what you get. You know, there's not much of a change for me. I'm pretty even keeled when I'm out there. I live for the big moment. I absolutely love the big moment. But for the most part, I like to keep it, you know, the same. But I'm a goofball too, so I'm going to have some fun. You know, I'm going to make people laugh wearing something that probably everyone's going to make fun of because I don't have, you know, any Gucci or anything like that. There's no reason to come out here and, you know, and now change into the persona that everyone wants. That's super cool. You know, nah, that's not me. I'm going to, you know, continue to be the same guy every day. I'm truly a planner, and I love to set goals, small and large. But I think for the first time ever, this is going to be a season where I don't want to set goals. Because in a position where I don't know much about this league and how, you know, what it takes to win, it's hard to put certain things up there as goals. So for me, I know that the ultimate goal of this team is to win and to put ourselves in a position every week, every rep, to go out and win. So as long as we're winning and we're getting better and we're heading towards that goal of winning and obviously get into a Super Bowl one day, then I think I'm going to be satisfied at the end of this.
Nobody wants to be patient. We want to be as good as we can as soon as we possibly can. At the same time, we actually want to be great.
For the Browns to turn the franchise around means a great deal for us because the fans. They're loyal, they're passionate about the game, they understand the game, and they want a winner too. And there's no question in my mind that Jimmy and Dee are putting those people in place, the right structure in place, the right system in place, and building for the long term. And it's going to happen, and it's going to happen, you know, in due time. And I believe that, and you see it.
We need to get to winning, and I think that's what it's all about. I don't care, you know, what we're doing. You know, we all want to be competitionaholics, you know, at the end of the day, because that's what this is all about. We want to go compete, and we want to compete to win.
The goal this year is, you know, really improvement and progress and being competitive in any game that we play. But we want to see our team and our core take another step forward as we continue to build the foundation that allow us to have sustained success and really be a perennial Super Bowl contender for years to come. So we're looking forward to seeing that growth. We're looking forward to continue to strengthen our culture. And we're really pleased with at least the early progress this year and the work that Hugh and staff has done with a very young group.
You know, right now what we want to do is win every opportunity that we have to be out there. We're excited about where we are, and I think people can feel that we are young and starting to amass a good amount of talent that's going to allow us to compete to win our division, get into the playoffs year over year for some time. We still have a lot of work to do. There are no pats on the back here internally, at least, for winning free agency or the draft or anything like that. I mean, everything has to translate on Sundays into winning, and that's incredibly important to us. And until we establish that, we won't feel much settled. And even when we do, we'll be looking for the next week and next season to do it again.
You got to have the right vision, and I think we do. I think you have to have a plan on how you want that vision to manifest itself, you know, as you go throughout the year. And I think we are definitely, you know, in the midst of that.
Nobody wants to be patient. We don't want to be patient. We're probably some of the least patient people around. You know, we want to be as good as we can as soon as we possibly can. At the same time, we actually want to be great. We're constantly asking ourselves on a daily basis, what can we do to be great, and what sacrifices do you have to make to get there?
Our culture is going to be established in terms of how we play and how we compete week in, week out. So I think, you know, what I tell the fans is keep expectations high. We have those expectations high internally. And in time, I think you will see the team, you know, begin to deliver on those expectations.
The NFL is a competitive business, to say the least. And no one's going to feel sorry for you when things aren't going your way. You know, when a draft pick doesn't work out or when somebody gets hurt, you just have to find a way to continue to compete. You know, the good news is, because it's so competitive, we're just full of really driven people where, you know, everyone's just so anxious to sort of find a way. And they're going to do everything they can every day to, you know, figure out a way to make us just 1% better.
Proud of you guys, man. Proud of what you're doing, but keep getting better at it.
I think all the great teams out there, they're building their team every year, you know, and they're building it with both the short term and the long term in mind. We don't want to go on a 1 or 2 year run. We want to be good for, you know, a really, really long time. So we're going to be building each and every year, knowing that, you know, we never have the perfect roster and there's always room to get better.
You know, we certainly feel prideful about all our guys for the organization. We want all those guys to come out and play and compete. And it's important to us that they do embrace what it means to be a Cleveland Brown. There's a lot of pride within this building. about representing that helmet and this city, and we want to make sure our players understand that and reflect that as well.
We're chasing winning every game that we play, so we're not going to back away from that. I don't think you can. I think that has to be the mindset. Where that falls, I'll let everybody else judge that. What I'm going to do is coach this team as hard and as well as I can and create the right environment for them, and then we're going to go out and play as good as we can and let the chips fall where they may.
You got to compete for it, man. Let's go, man. Family on three. One, that's two, up. Three. Family. Yeah, here we go.